Hearing none, we'll close the public comment section, and there we will have a public hearing on the proposed amendments to the regulations for BAC 20-510-10.
Jack? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Last month, we spent some time discussing the apparent interest in raising cobia here in Virginia in an aquaculture setting. We were recently made aware that there is a company called Virginia Cobia Farms that intends to invest several million dollars in an effort to raise cobia in Virginia out in Saltville. Their efforts could generate as many as 60 new jobs for the area, which I'm sure will be welcome. They appear to have the technology now to do this in a freshwater setting. The one thing that stands in their way is our cobia regulation, which is intended to protect the wild stocks of cobia, not those raised in an aquaculture setting. So it's necessary, and staff certainly supports some amendments to the regulation to allow this project and others like it to go forward. If you look at the last three pages of your, or last four pages of your evaluation, you'll see the draft regulation and what we're proposing in the way of amendments. The regulation now manages the wild stocks through possession limits and size limits, which have an obvious effect on an aquaculture facility. And so the primary amendments to the regulation are simply to exempt a bona fide aquaculture facility from those minimum size limits and possession limits. This would allow them to collect some broodstock fishes from the wild to serve as broodstock for the facility. Once they develop the lines from which they will begin to generate generations of fish, they will stop that broodstock collection. It won't be a continuing ongoing process, so we don't see any impact at all to the wild stock. There will be an application process that one will have to undertake to identify the business as an aquaculture facility. I would think staff will go out and look at the facility before the commissioner issues the permit. The only public comment that we have received today is a suggestion from the company itself, and that is that the permit that we issue be valid for 10 years rather than staff's original proposal of 3 years. And we have no objection to that. That is more in keeping with the financial aspects of the project. It's hard to get banks to lend you money if there's a possibility that your permit could be pulled in 3 years. And so I think they need a longer planning horizon and have suggested 10 years. That's not a new number to us. We know that oyster leases are under a 10-year agreement. It's also apparently, I'm told, in keeping with the federal aquaculture documents where this issue has been discussed, and they too look at a 10-year horizon. There are provisions in the regulation to require that the aquaculture products, when they're sold, have a label that identifies them as an aquaculture product. Again, simply trying to prevent a law enforcement loophole where someone could avoid the size limits on the wild stocks by claiming they were aquaculture. And the final provision deals with release of the fish into the wild. That's something we obviously would not want to see happen unless we determine it was necessary for restoration. And we obviously have not made that decision at this point. There's also a provision in the regulation which you suggested last month that would require the facilities to be open for inspection by commission personnel to determine compliance with the regulation. Again, the only thing we would likely be there to inspect is whether this labeling process is occurring or whether they've taken up some other form of aquaculture that would be of interest to us that might violate some other regulation, which is obviously fairly remote. I believe there are folks here from Virginia Cobia Farms who may wish to speak, and I believe Dr. Schwartz may also be here from Virginia Tech in Hampton, who's involved in a lot of the research in this effort. Be glad to answer any questions.
Does anybody have any questions? Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak at the public hearing? Yes, sir. Can you come up here to the mic, sir? If you'll state your name, who you represent.
My name's Dave Russell. I'm with Virginia Cobia Farms.
Okay.
We've basically come here to basically Virginia as a partnership with Blue Ridge Aquaculture of Martinsville, Virginia. And we've basically set up shop in Salvo, Virginia, basically for rearing cobia. We have about $400,000 into the project already, and then over the next 3 years, looking to invest somewhere on the order of about $30 million. Cobia is a very fast-growing species. We have worked out procedures for rearing cobia in basically very low salinity near freshwater conditions. And just asking for these changes to the regulations just so that we'll be going compliant with Virginia law and that we're not in violation of anything for going forward.
What do you think you'll raise the first year in your business?
This first year, it's basically a growth phase, and it's somewhere in the order of about 50 to 100,000 pounds.
And then
about a million pounds
the
following year.
Third, fourth year? I'm sorry.
A million pounds next year, and hopefully 10 million pounds a year after that. And then eventually, we'd like to see the project grow to maybe upwards of about 100 million pounds.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody have any questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Would anybody else like to speak? Let the record show that nobody else chose to speak at the public hearing, so I declare the public hearing there closed. Is anybody on the commission? It's before the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I would offer a motion that we adopt the regulation as presented by staff.
You've heard the recommendation. Is it second?
I'll second.
Pardon? The 10-year, that includes the 10-year
permit? Yes, sir. That does include the recommended 10-year permit term.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstain, unanimous.